Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Work, Retire, Repeat the Uncertainty of Retirement in the New Economy, is a nonfiction policy book by labor economist Teresa Gagliarducci, written with E.J. Dionne Jr., that examines why retirement has become insecure for many Americans. Rather than treating retirement as a simple stage of life reached after a stable career, the book argues that the modern labor market and retirement system leave many older workers with little real choice. It focuses especially on people in the middle and lower parts of the income distribution who lack generous pensions, steady savings, or reliable employer-sponsored plans. The central purpose of the book is to challenge the idea that working longer is an adequate solution to retirement insecurity and to explain why that idea fails for many workers. It also discusses broader policy options, including stronger social security and more universal retirement saving arrangements, as part of a search for a fairer system. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the working longer approach does not solve retirement insecurity. One of the book's core arguments is that the widely accepted idea that people can simply work a few more years is a weak answer to the retirement crisis. Gagliarducci shows that this approach assumes several things at once: that older workers can find and keep jobs, that their health allows them to continue working, and that delaying retirement will meaningfully improve their financial situation. The book argues that these assumptions often do not hold in practice. Many workers face age discrimination, physically demanding jobs, unstable employment, or poor health long before they reach a comfortable retirement point. As a result, working longer is not a universal solution, but a strategy that benefits those who already have stronger labor market positions. The book treats this as a policy failure, not an individual shortcoming, because it places responsibility on workers to solve a structural problem on their own. That framing makes the argument broader than personal finance advice and turns it into a critique of how retirement policy is commonly discussed in the United States. Secondly, retirement inequality is concentrated at the top of the income distribution. The book emphasizes that retirement security is not distributed evenly across society. It argues that gains in retirement time and freedom are increasingly concentrated among wealthier Americans, while many middle-income and lower-income households have little or no savings. This creates a sharply unequal system in which some people can retire early or comfortably, while others continue working out of necessity. The analysis matters because it challenges the popular image of retirement as a shared social milestone. Instead, retirement becomes an outcome shaped by lifetime earnings, access to employer plans, and the ability to save consistently over time. Gagliarducci's argument is not simply that poor households have less money, but that the structure of the economy makes retirement itself more unequal. This includes the heavy dependence on Social Security for many households that have no other assets. By focusing on the distribution of retirement resources, the book shows that retirement insecurity is tied to inequality across the life course, not just to choices made near the end of a career. Thirdly, the failure of employer-based retirement systems to cover most workers. A major theme of the book is the inadequacy of employer-sponsored retirement coverage as the main foundation of retirement security. Gagliarducci argues that the existing system works reasonably well for workers in stable, high-quality jobs, but leaves many others exposed. In a labor market marked by job changes, part-time work, contingent work, and uneven access to benefits, employer-based plans do not reach everyone who needs them. The book treats this as a design problem in the retirement system itself. If retirement savings depend mainly on whether a worker happens to be in the right kind of job, then security becomes fragmented and unequal. That is why the book supports broader, more universal mechanisms for saving rather than relying on the workplace alone. The critique is especially important because it helps explain why many workers reach older age with inadequate savings even after long careers. The book presents the current system as mismatched to the realities of the modern economy, where stable lifelong employment is no longer the norm for most people. Fourthly, Social Security as the essential base of retirement stability. The book strongly reinforces the role of Social Security as the central pillar of retirement security in the United States, rather than treating it as a supplemental program. Gagliarducci presents it as the main guarantee that keeps millions of older Americans from poverty. This is especially significant for households with no savings and for workers whose wages were too low to build large retirement accounts. The book argues that strengthening Social Security is more realistic and more equitable than expecting individuals to compensate for system-wide gaps on their own. It also connects Social Security to the broader idea of dignity in retirement, because a public baseline can reduce the fear of falling into hardship after leaving work. By placing Social Security at the center of the analysis, the book shifts the conversation away from narrow debates about personal savings behavior and toward collective responsibility. This makes the book not only a critique of the existing system, but also a defense of public provision as the foundation of retirement policy. Lastly, guaranteed retirement accounts, and universal saving as policy alternatives, the book does more than criticize the current model. It points toward policy alternatives intended to make retirement savings safer and more universal. One of the key ideas associated with Ghilarducci's work is the guaranteed retirement account, a proposal meant to supplement Social Security with a more secure and broadly accessible savings vehicle. The book's logic is that retirement policy should not depend so heavily on individual market timing, employer generosity, or financial sophistication. Instead, saving should happen consistently over the course of work life through a system designed for all workers. This approach reflects the book's larger concern with universality and fairness. It aims to reduce the gap between those who can build wealth through private accounts and those who cannot. The significance of this section of the argument is that it gives the book a practical policy orientation. It does not stop at diagnosing insecurity. It explores how retirement systems could be redesigned to protect workers across changing labor markets. That makes the book especially relevant to policymakers and readers interested in structural reform. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious, policy-oriented account of why retirement insecurity persists in the United States. Economists, policymakers, labor scholars, journalists, and general readers concerned about aging, inequality, and social security will find it especially useful. Its main value lies in how it reframes retirement not as a personal budgeting challenge, but as a systemic problem created by labor market instability, unequal access to benefits, and over-reliance on the idea that people can simply work longer. Compared with many retirement books that focus on saving tips or individual planning, this one is broader and more structural. It brings together economic analysis, public policy, and social critique to explain why many older Americans remain unable to retire with confidence. The book stands out because it does not merely describe the crisis. It directly challenges a dominant policy narrative and offers an alternative vision centered on stronger Social Security and universal retirement saving. Readers are seeking a grounded, evidence-based argument about retirement reform rather than a self-help guide. It offers a distinct and timely perspective. If you would like to support Teresa Ghilarducci, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.